in the Western world.
Critics expect legal challenges, citing First Amendment separation of church and state. The number of E. coli cases expanding across the U.S. after back-to-back outbreaks. 167,000 pounds of ground beef, both fresh and frozen, now recalled due to potential E. coli contamination. The meat was distributed by Detroit-based Wolverine Packing Company as a use-by date of November 14th. Health experts say at least 15 people in Minnesota have been sickened, including two who are hospitalized. Meantime, authorities expanding that E. coli recall of bagged carrots from Grimway Farms. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Bioptimizers Black Friday blowout sale is now. For 20 years, Bioptimizers has provided top supplements like Magnesium Breakthrough, the only product with all seven types of magnesium to support sleep, stress management, hormone balance, and mood. Make your health a priority this holiday season and visit bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio to get a minimum of 10% off and up to $100 in free gifts with purchase. Go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use code radio today.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodge with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable weather forecast. After historic rains, we've got intermittent clouds expected with a chance to see the sun for the first time in a very long time. Partly cloudy skies with a mix of sunshine and clouds. The rain will be coming back tomorrow, though, in Sonoma County as a cold front is on the way as well. Major snow in the Sierra Nevada is expected. The rain will continue through the front part of the week. A nice Thanksgiving is ahead. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Garden Talk and the Good Food Hour are brought to you by the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market.
SRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, and across from me is Chef John Ash.
Hey.
Is all your Thanksgiving shopping done yet?
I'm sorry?
Is all your Thanksgiving shopping done?
No, not quite. I usually do it at my daughter's house,
We're
still working on the menu.
Finalizing the menu. Yeah, we've been doing that this weekend. Yeah. It's fun.
Well, it is fun. Yeah. You know, the key to it is we all do too much. you have on your menu, cut it in half.
Have you been eavesdropping at the Garner household? Because lovely Mrs. Garner, who has a much better sense of balance than I do, like, well, I'm going to make four desserts this Thanksgiving. So, wait, hold on. Yeah. Well, because that's me.
Yeah.
Not that people are going to be hungry, but I get to kind of spread my baking wings and try a couple things I've been really trying to, and finally I come down to earth and I realize
you can buy desserts.
No, I won't do that. No, absolutely refuse to buy desserts. Yeah. And I know there's great bakers out there, but I love making desserts. But we've got a really good, solid, easy to execute menu, and of course with friends coming, they'll be bringing dishes also.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. I just saw you just sent me an article which is wonderful about cranberries.
Oh,
they're kind of the forgotten part of the meal.
Yeah.
Kind of the perfunctory, like, well, I'm going to put the cranberry sauce out. But last week we talked about your tangerine and cranberry relish. Which is great. But this
You don't have to cook it. You just do it in the food processor.
Fresh, a little bit of mint, and just beautiful, easy to do. But this article that you wrote, and I guess this is on your John Ash website, called Cranberries Are Not Just for Thanksgiving. And somehow I always forget that fresh cranberries have a season. They're not available year round.
No.
So this is the time to get those packages.
It's fascinating. If you've ever been, I forget what state is, it's an unlikely choice for the state. I always thought, oh, it must be Massachusetts or someplace like that. I think it's Michigan. Wisconsin, someplace like that, that grows them. And it's such a process, you know, because they grow them in bogs, and then they flood the bogs, and the cranberries rise to the top, and they...
Have you ever visited a bog?
I have not. I always wanted to.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
That's a bucket list thing to do. I'm going to go to a cranberry because you really turned me on to the possibilities of cranberries. Not only that, but they're really healthy for you, too.
They're good. They're good.
And they will freeze?
Oh, God. They're fantastic frozen. I've put cranberries in the freezer and used them a year later. You know, that so...
And they're still fine?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that's pretty exciting. The couple of recipes that you posted on your site, which I think are wonderful. One is a lovely cranberry liqueur.
Yes. Yeah.
Which is great.
It's fun to make, you know, if you're into spirits of some kind. And it's really pretty, too.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Float that in some sparkling wine or something like that. And that splash of sparkling water and an orange slice. And then cranberry clafouti.
Yeah.
And explain what clafouti is for.
Well, it's the simplest of desserts. It's really a pastry. Mm-hmm. You make a it's not a pastry at all, but it's a
like a pudding kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Bit. Yeah, it's a cake.
Yeah, it is kind of like a pudding cake.
You can use anything with it. Cranberries are great, but other berries, because we often see blackberries this time of year, and of course blueberries and all of that
goes together very quickly.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Finally, never thought of this one: cranberry ketchup.
Yeah,
what an interesting condiment.
Well, you know, ketchup originally was not tomato based. I think the original ketchups were mushroom based. And then along came cranberries, and they were turned into, because they're more familiar to us because they're red, and they have wonderful acidity and all of that stuff. I think, you know, if you want to do something that'll blow people's mind, make a little batch of cranberry ketchup.
I think this is wild. Well, yeah. I hope maybe next week or so we'll maybe post a couple of these.
Yeah.
Post-Thanksgiving, because we'll have our big Thanksgiving aftermath show next Saturday. The leftover show is what we call
it.
So that'll be exciting. But for now, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk to the executive director of the Sebastopol Arts Center.
This is so cool that you found this.
Well,
thing.
It's really cool. And Serafina will talk to John and me about why you should not miss this show at the Sebastopol Arts Center this week.
Now, the left is shifting the goalposts, because in order to divide Americans from Americans, we have to shift the goalposts and suggest that discrimination is still a deeply active factor in every aspect of American life.
Ben Shapiro, weekday afternoons at 4 on KSRO.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery, and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrat's best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
I absolutely love baking, especially during the holidays. There's something magical about whipping up cookies, cakes, and fresh breads. And you know what makes it even better? Hardesty's Homewares. They have everything I need to create the perfect treats, from KitchenAid mixers that make dough in a snap to a large selection of cookie sheets, cake, muffin, and pie pans. I'm never without the right tools. When I'm making my famous holiday cookies, their selection of rolling pins, cookie guns, decorating sets, and silicone baking mats ensures everything turns out perfectly. And for those luscious cakes, Hardesty's has all the essentials to help me measure and mix with precision. I can't imagine baking without my trusty tools from Hardesty's. If you're looking to fill your kitchen with everything you need for the holidays, head over to Hardesty's Homewares at 1513 Farmers Lane in Santa Rosa next to AAA. They've been the go-to since 1924, carrying on the legacy of the Great American Tea Company since 1885. Let the holiday baking begin.
Hi, I'm Dan Riley, manager of the Roner Park branch at Exchange Bank. Busy running your small business? Exchange Bank's got you covered. We'll come to you for a personalized meetup to dive into your banking needs, whether it's a line of credit, a business loan, or top-tier merchant services. Your small business success is our priority at Exchange Bank. Contact the local branch today. Learn more at exchangebank.com.
Exchange Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. All loans subject to credit approval.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Good morning, everyone. So glad you could join us for our 38th pre-Thanksgiving Day radio program. And we've talked a lot about great ideas to do with those out-of-town guests that you have probably for the coming week. I don't think we've ever had anything as exciting as this happening in Sebastopol, and that is the Art of Food, which is taking place at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. And to tell us about it is Serafina Palandek. Serafina is the executive director for the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. Serafina, thanks for joining John and me this morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning. Gosh, thank you for having me on. This is really exciting.
Well, this John was just, before we got on the show, he said, oh my gosh, I didn't even know about this. What a great idea.
Yeah.
And I wish John would have known about it, because you don't know this, but he is a fantastic artist and has done lots of watercolor photos of food and all kinds of interesting artistic ones. So maybe if you do this again next year, John would have a chance to submit something.
That's right.
Yes.
Well, the things you have in the show, I just saw that were pictured. Things I'd never thought of, like the parchment paper in which there was some bacon cooked on it, so it left the imprint of the bacon on it that was framed and put up on the wall. It's great.
Thank you. Yeah, we put out a call for artists to submit to this show, and the prompt was really, you know, any art that's related to the reverence of food and everything associated it with it, from, you know, growing it, eating it, storing it, waste, food waste. And we had hundreds and hundreds of submissions. So fortunately, we had two incredible jurors, Lily Baxter, who's a fine artist, and Kyle Connington from Single Thread Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So they selected the work, and there's about 70 pieces in the show that ranges from, you know, one of my personal favorites is a 3-foot steel radish that seems to be, so lightweight, even though it's made of steel. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a gorgeous show.
So besides paintings, there's sculpture, obviously.
There is. Yes.
So
quite a bit of sculpture.
Can you describe some more of those? I saw a picture of the miscellaneous tableware.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
That was in a sort of stuck in a log that was hung on the wall too. Mm-hmm. And again, if you think about, we all have that kind of stuff stuck away someplace. To turn it into art would be great.
Yeah, so the piece you're referring to is a long piece of driftwood. It's probably about 24 to 28 inches long. And then along the top of the driftwood are hundreds of forks that are straight up and down. And the artist worked on it for 10 years.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. And he comes, he drove it up from Los Angeles to share it with us in Sonoma County. You can almost see every fork as a person. It's very evocative. A lot of the work is very evocative and has so much more layered meaning but it is also a very lighthearted and fun and funny show.
Well, it seems to me that what you've done, you've also captured the idea that almost anything can be art. It depends on how you look at it. We were talking about this, I know it's not part of your show, but the banana taped to the wall that sold for $1.6 million or something like that. And so they have to replace, I guess they... whoever bought it gets the banana replaced regularly or something. But I thought, this is art with duct tape. Anyway, it's...
Yeah, it's true. It's true. We definitely have... The show has the opportunity to kind of push some of the boundaries of how we see things traditionally. We do have some very traditional, almost like a Dutch style, very dark backgrounded, you know, with beautiful still lifes of rich oil paintings. And then on the other end of the spectrum, we have a Christmas ham that is about 2 inches by 2 inches. It's a miniature ham.
And it's a real ham?
No, it's a miniature sculpture of a ham.
Ah, got it.
Oh, this sounds so perfect for, I'll use this cliche, all age groups.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do have, we've had a lot of the kids from Annalee High School come by. And then we've had, you know, groups of seniors come by. So we invite, our gallery is open and it's free. Admission is free to the public. So it's open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we just welcome folks in, you know.
And where is it? Where is the gallery?
So the Sebastopol Center for the Arts is located at 282 South High Street. We are housed in the Historical Veterans Building. Mm-hmm. We've been there about 12 years. The organization itself has been around for over 30 years. Supporting artists, showing art. But we've been there in the Vets Building for a good 12 years now.
And what are your hours today?
We're open from 10 to 4 today. We will be closed on Thanksgiving. But aside from that, we'll be open through December 1st. This show closes on December 1st.
So you're open the day after Thanksgiving, the Friday after.
We are.
Great.
Yeah,
and people can bring in their turkey bones and stuff like that and tape them to the wall.
Yeah, we did partner with the Redwood Food Bank on this show. So we are conducting a food drive. So if you do have some leftovers, something that didn't get used, feel free to bring it by and drop it into one of their bins.
Oh, great.
Boy, this is just wonderful. Quickly, how do you get funding? Is it city, county, donations? Because it's hard to believe that a show like this is still free.
Yeah, well, we do not receive city or county funding. Occasionally, we'll get a grant from the federal government. But primarily, our funding is through individuals. Oh. So it's folks from our community that believe that art is an essential part, as important as, you know, food and air is art, and they're willing to support it. We have a tremendous amount of programming. We have 9 programs. So we have a film festival. We have educational classes. We have an after-school arts program for children. We have lots of ways to get involved.
Well, you can go to your website and find out everything that's coming up, and that's SebArts, SebArts.org. Correct, Serafina?
Correct, yes.
So will you repeat this show next year?
You know, it was such a success. We're definitely considering it.
Good.
And also, Sonoma County has such a rich food scene. There's so much, and you know, and we all see the culinary arts as an equal art form to, you know, to everything else we offer at SebArts.
Well, I could just see people going into their cupboards and barns and bringing out arcane cooking utensils. The great grandma used to make pies out of this. You could have a different take on it also, but I think it's unlimited the amount of creativity that can be shown by this type of vision. So thank you and your staff for fronting this great show at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts. It goes through December 1st. It's called The Art of Food. Serafina Palandek, the executive director, thank you for joining John Ash and me this morning.
Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Have a great holiday.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, the master of all things cake, she will divulge the secrets. That's coming up next on the Good Food Hour.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
License number 254603.
Danny, are you in here?
Oh, hey, Aunt Laura. Wasn't expecting you in this morning.
Well, I wasn't expecting to take a cold shower this morning, but here we are.
Oh, Aunt Laura.
Flew out of the shower, got dressed as fast as I could.
I'm sure.
Then rushed out the door, got in the car, and cranked up the heat.
I see you got an extra large coffee this morning, too.
Had to.
Okay, I'm sending one of the plumbers to your place to do a same-day water heater replacement.
Please, please, please.
They will also do a full plumbing inspection.
Probably should have done that a while ago.
Might have saved you a cold shower.
Not funny, Danny.
E-L-T-E-L-L-I, go tell me.
Sorry for laughing, Aunt Laura. Don't worry, you won't need to take any more cold showers.
Ever again?
Never again.
Don't take a cold shower. Visit us online at gotelliplumbing.com.
Touchdown!
Mountain Mike's, the official pizza of your San Francisco 49ers, is the perfect place to enjoy the games. Happy hour specials Monday through Thursday and all Sunday long. Watch the Sunday Ticket at three locations, Cleveland Avenue in Santa Rosa, Rohnert Park on Commerce, and Novato. Order up their legendary crispy curly pepperoni pizza. Try their new sticky Kogi wings or kickin' Korean barbecue wings. Online at mountainmikes.com.
There's no place we'd rather be.
Redwood Gospel Mission is calling on all Sonoma County residents who can to donate turkeys today. Today, volunteers will be waiting for you at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds to receive your frozen turkey donation. Our goal is a ton of turkeys, so please come out and lend your support. Today, please bring your frozen turkey to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds between 11 and 2 o'clock. And thank you for supporting the Redwood Gospel Mission.
I'm KSRO's Doug Dodge with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable weather forecast. After historic rains, we've got intermittent clouds expected with a chance to see sun for the first time in a very long time. Partly cloudy skies with a mix of sunshine and clouds. The rain will be coming back tomorrow, though, in Sonoma County as a cold front is on the way as well. Major snow in the Sierra Nevada is expected. The rain will continue through the front part of the week. A nice Thanksgiving is ahead. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash, celebrating our 38th Thanksgiving here on the radio. So glad you could join us. Well, celebrating her 35th anniversary edition of the Cake Bible is Rose Levy Barenbaum, and we're so thrilled to have her back. Unfortunately, not in the studio, but via the magic of the...
We tried.
We did our best, but the gods of technology didn't cooperate with us. So we're thrilled to talk with her back in New York. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. I'm so glad the gods are with us today.
The gods are working with us this morning. We just talked to the director of the Sebastopol Museum. They're doing a wonderful holiday display called The Art of Food. And I would say this cookbook belongs in there because this is truly a work of art, what you have accomplished, fully revising and updating this 35th anniversary edition of the Cake Bible. Was there a lot of initial buzz when you released this 35 years ago that, oh, this is destined to be a classic? Was there, what happened when this was released? Was there a groundswell of enthusiasm and sales right away, or was it a slow build?
The reason that there was a groundswell is because I gave and paid for a party at the Rainbow Room, and it was covered by a writer for the New York Times who wrote a two-page article. It was 1 7/8 page, to be exact. And that article sold 18,500 copies of the book in one day.
Whoa!
Yeah, it was a miracle. I mean, the reason is because he asked me what I had done that was different, and I told him how I changed the way cakes are mixed, and people had to buy the book to be able to do it. Now, not everybody embraced that reverse creaming method. It took many years for people to give up their usual way of creaming butter and sugar. But now it seems like it's much more prevalent, and I'm very proud of that.
Well, there must have been something more than that one tip, because what else was different about the Cake Bible? Was it your scientific rigor?
People didn't seem to mind that, and the editor was really willing to take a leap and be the first American book to actually have everything of weight, and including grams. So instead of turning people off, it had an audience of people who really cared to know more about the way things worked. And since then, it's become a really big thing to understand cooking, especially baking.
Well, the book is organized very thoughtfully, from easier type of recipes to more complex ones. How did you form? Was the formatting of the book and the chapters the same as the original?
Actually, I think it's much better. And thanks to Woody, I think I'm going to let him answer the question because he did the most wonderful job reformatting and cutting apart and redesigning the book with the publisher's permission. Here's Woody.
It's Woody.
Hi, Woody. You are the...
So what I did was...
Well, yeah, he won't be able to hear you because it's not on speaker. Okay.
What I did was I was able to put... If it's a two-page recipe, you have it on the opposing pages. So the ingredients listing on the left and the version on the right. So you don't have to flip the page to get to another page. They also let me rearrange a lot of the ingredients and techniques sections so things didn't kind of go... Dilly dally over between a couple of pages. We're able to have everything pretty much in one page or in a column stretching down. So it really worked out. We did that for about one third of the book, which was just like surprising. We never had an editor let us do that before.
So who are better bakers, the French or the Americans?
I remember that my friend who owns Belen Publishing, that did some of the top cookbooks in the world, and he wanted to publish my pastry Bible. And he got a note from his sister, who's running the company, saying, the French will laugh at Rosie's take on pastry. To which I said, you know, the French are better at everything except humility, and that's why they'll never learn from other people. And he said, je, entièrement raison, you're absolutely right. Uh-huh. So, yes, I think that they're different kinds of bakers, but they are both equal in different ways.
The part one is the basic cakes section, the part two, more cakes, part three, the wedding and special occasion cakes, part four, the adornments. I love that little section. And then decorative effects. And then part six, which for me, the ingredients section and the equipment section was so fascinating.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed writing them. I actually minimized the equipment section because I only wanted to put in things that stood the test of time. Things keep changing, and I didn't want to write something that I would have to say to the editor, can we revise this about a year later?
And
that's true. Yeah, but also ingredients.
When you compare things to almost 40 years ago, can you think of some of the major changes in baking approaches or technologies or ingredient availability from then to now?
The biggest interesting ingredients was is that we call it the shrinking of egg yolks. The younger laying hens result in smaller yolks in proportion to the white. And yolks are really important, not just for flavor, but especially for the emulsification, which means mixing things evenly. And when you have less yolk, you end up having more white. So it really throws things off. And the other really major ingredient is flour, which I'll give back to Woody because he loves talking about flour.
Hmm. So,
back to eggs first. Well, we really addressed this is also with several books back with the baking Bible, where especially making a cheesecake, which generally is all yolk, it calls about 6 yolks, and all of a sudden you measure them out, you might find that you really need about 9 yolks to actually accommodate the total volume and the actual weight that you need for that. That's one thing that the new book has that. We definitely, but if you need more, you may want to add more yolks and we give a range of. We've done the same thing with whole eggs too, where we actually split up the yolk and the white to see. You can either measure 3 ways. You put 4 yolks in, 4 eggs in, or you want to measure them out, do it that way. You want to be precise. Here's a separate yolk measurement, here's a separate white measurement, and then put them back together again. And as far as dressing flour, one of our biggest pet peeves is that most authors do not list what type of all-purpose flour they're using. They just want to be general. Is it bleached? Is it unbleached? They don't tell you. We do. Because it does make a difference as far as the emulsification, which goes into a little bit.
So will it still...
The same is true with cake flour.
Will the recipe still work if you're not so scientifically correct about all-purpose flour? It'll still work. But it just won't be the same, or is that what you're saying?
I don't call working having a coarse texture and something in the center.
Yeah.
In fact, if people insist on using unbleached flour, I tell them to use a tube pan, so even though the texture will be coarser, at least they won't have a center to sink, because the tube is there. Wow. And also, it's important to say how the flour is measured, because if people don't weigh, and instead they either lightly spoon it into the cup, mm-hmm. or they dip in sweet, you could get 1 3/4 times the amount of flour that's needed. And when people say their cakes are dry, that's usually the reason.
It's because they didn't measure the ingredients, weigh the ingredients.
But if they measured it correctly, it wouldn't be a problem either.
Oh.
It's just that if they, if we specify how to do it, usually it's lightly spooned into the cup. But otherwise, too much flour means dry, and it's never too little flour. It's always too much.
So I want to ask you, we're going to dive into some of the recipes here. You have a section in the beginning called pound cakes, and you make the comment that your classic pound cake has become your signature cake. And it's in many ways, it's the simplest cake to make. Is that right?
Well, I think of all the basic butter cakes as being really easy now because of that what's called the reverse creaming, where you just stir together all the dry ingredients, and then you add the butter and just a little bit of the liquid, and then you add the other part and 2 parts the rest of the liquid and the egg. It makes it so streamlined and using so few utensils. I no longer think that necessarily a pound cake is the easiest. I think all those types of cakes are.
Can I ask you whether this is, I'm sure it's true, but I was looking at some of your accomplishments and awards, and I noticed that you were knighted by the Swiss government for your contributions as a journalist. Mm. Is this true?
Absolutely, and I just think it's quite an honor.
Do you have a title?
No, I really have one for women. I was the only woman at the time who was knighted. And the reason is because I really have always loved chocolate. And Switzerland really created the milk chocolate. It was where it originated. And finally, I went to do an article on Swiss chocolate. I paid my own way. And it became a really major thing in the New York Times Plus in Chocolatier magazine. And since then, I've been to Switzerland on several press tours. Mm. And I've fallen in love with the country and the people and the way they approach things. With the same precision, like their clocks, their watches, is the way I approach baking. We have a really deep connection. And one of the lovely things that happened was that Andres of Chocolatier in Kansas City actually did a special promotion making the Swiss chocolate almond cake with cherries that they marinated in brandy in, and they sent it out first to key people. I think you got one. And then also to people who wanted to order it, and they sold out. How many weddings did they make that they sold out?
250.
Yeah, and it was a limited edition kind of thing. So I have a very deep connection to Switzerland.
I noticed that aluminum, there's the good aluminum and the bad aluminum. You say use aluminum baking pans, but do not use aluminum baking powder.
It's not an issue of health. It's an issue of taste, because the aluminum baking powder gives a nasty aftertaste. So I like Rumford, and it's easily available now, even in supermarkets.
Because that contains what?
Okay, what does the Rumford contain that's not aluminum? And it doesn't contain aluminum. It contains calcium.
Calcium.
Right? Calcium, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And aluminum baking pans, why aluminum?
Well, not just aluminum, but heavy duty. They're the best in conducting heat and not retaining heat. I mean, if you use cast iron, it would be really slow in starting and wouldn't release the heat when it's done, so it wouldn't bake evenly or well.
And stainless steel, the same thing, not as quick as aluminum.
And forget about glass.
Really? That's interesting. So you mentioned, you were talking about chocolate. The chocolate Domingo cake is your favorite chocolate cake. What is that? What is a Domingo cake?
And we should also mention that Rose is a great lover of opera, so that will give you a clue. Yeah.
Thank you. Well, actually, Domingo also means Sunday, so it's not a cake just for Sunday. It's a cake that was dedicated to one of my favorite opera stars and singers, and that's Plácido Domingo. And what makes it most special is the fact that it has more butter than any chocolate cake that I make. Yeah, but it also has the fullest chocolate flavor. And in this revision, we thought we'd made it absolutely perfect in the first book, but in the revision, we actually revisited it and replaced some of the sour cream with about 3 tablespoons of boiling water. And adding boiling water to cocoa releases all the flavor in a way that is unimaginable. You know, it's like people don't realize that cocoa powder, each cell has a membrane on the outside that locks in the flour. So if you just add it without hydrating with boiling water, you don't get all those flavors coming out.
Wow.
And it even gave a better texture. So I think this is it. So I can't imagine anything you could do, right, Woody, that could make that cake any better. I mean, it doesn't even need frosting, but when I do frost it, I like to use what we call wicked good ganache. And wicked being a really hot topic right now with the movie and the play, I wish they'd invite me to come and see it. But anyway, the point is it's called wicked because it has a little cayenne pepper, not enough to think, oh, that's irritating, but more that it's like a fine Bordeaux. I'm sure you understand that analogy because it continues evolving in your mouth after you drink it. It has a follow-through.
We're going to take a very quick 2-minute break. We'll be back with Rose Levy Barenbaum and Woody, co-assistant on this book, the IACP Culinary Classic Hall of Fame book, The Cake Bible, just released a few weeks ago. Delighted to have Rose on the show. And around the house, Steve is known as Bundt Boy. So we're gonna come back and talk about Bundt Cakes. Is that okay, John?
Sure,
I'm a big lover of Bundt Cakes. And dive into some of our favorite recipes, too. It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Gartner, along with Chef John Ash in the kitchen.
Sonoma County's home of Coast to Coast AM with me, George Norrie, KSRO.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility, it's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft.
And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee-owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available. From pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas, you're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
Redwood Gospel Mission is calling on all Sonoma County residents who can to donate turkeys today. Today, volunteers will be waiting for you at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds to receive your frozen turkey donation. Our goal is a ton of turkeys, so please come out and lend your support. Today, please bring your frozen turkey to the Sonoma County Fairgrounds between 11 and 2 o'clock. And thank you for supporting the Redwood Gospel Mission.
Maum Fireplace Center, proud sponsor of the Golden State Warriors for over 10 years. Maum Fireplace Center in Santa Rosa has manufactured their own freestanding wood-burning fireplaces since 1960. Find your flame at Maum Fireplace Center, 369 Yolanda Avenue. On the web at maumfireplacecenter.com. Maum Fireplace Center, we satisfy your burning desires.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Kitchen. It's Steve Garner and Chef John Ash and Rose Levy Barenbaum, the author of the completely revised and updated The Cake Bible. If you're a serious baker, this is the one you'll want to own and turn to. So I'm a big advocate and devotee of Bundt cakes. Thank you for delving into Bundt cakes. Is it just the configuration? What is it that makes Bundt cakes so successful? I seem to be able to knock those out really well without not a lot of problems. And sometimes with regular cakes, maybe I'm more cavalier and not as careful.
I think it's in good part because of that center support that gives such a good texture. And also, most bun cakes are moist enough and have enough elements in the cake that you don't need a frosting. So they take their appearance from the outside, you know, all the decorative shapes of the bundt pan itself.
I also
love bundt pans, and we put a lot of bundt cakes in.
You did. God bless you. I have a double. I have a double star by the triple lemon velvet bundt cake. That's going to be.
Oh,
good. That's
our favorite.
Oh, well, it's going to be mine when I make it, probably for Thanksgiving.
When you make it,
I have to tell you, we just did an event somewhere in New York, and this little boy was there. It's, I think, 2 or 3 years old, and I have a picture of him with his fist full of triple lemon bundt cake. His father's a chocolatier, so, you know, he says every time a little boy now looks at the picture of himself, he smiles. I guess I know what he's going to do in life.
Yeah. So all of the cakes are not, we were saying, some are pretty involved, mm-hmm. I guess would be, if that's an appropriate word. But some are very simple, like the one that I'm going to make just because I thought, gosh, this is so simple, and it's one of your favorites, I guess. In fact, it's named My Favorite Coffee Cake.
Yes, that has actually appeared in every one of my 14 books, except the ice cream book. I love that streusel topping, you know, the crumb topping and the cinnamon swirl and the apples, and Woody's hand is moving, so I know he has something to add here. Go ahead.
Well, the recipes at times, you know, some people think, oh, Rose's recipes are so involved. It's because basically Rose is hand-holding you through the whole recipe. We take the fact that a lot of people don't think, oh, I should scrape the bowl down, although they may just do it. We make sure that we tell you that. We tell you, hey, you know, if you put that batter into the pan, you should have, like, we'll say 750 grams per tin or per cake pan. So you can check that against the ingredient chart. Go, oh, yeah, I was right. My recipe has everything in it. I didn't forget anything. That's why we do what we say. We give you several different tips along the way to make sure that you have a successful recipe the whole way through.
So the two of you have worked together on these recipes for more than 20 years. Is that correct?
That's true.
And how do you not run into each other?
Run into each other?
Well,
we're both,
you know,
Aries. We're both firstborn kids. It could be a problem, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, we're such kindred spirits, and Woody has talents that I don't have, and I have experience that he doesn't have, and it just makes what we call Team Rosewood. But Publishers Weekly called us Partners in Creme, which I like even better.
That's great.
Yeah.
If it were possible, Woody, I would live on sticky toffee pudding cake, I believe. And there's a special story involved with that as far as your testing with that cake.
Yeah, reason for that is that I like beer, especially Guinness beer. And that was the first recipe when I came out to New York, where Rose wanted to check me out. And we made that cake together, and I got hired.
Eventually. Yeah, I adore that cake, actually. And I haven't seen any other sticky toffee pudding cake that actually has Guinness stout in it. It really makes it special.
Maybe you'll be knighted in Ireland now, too.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind. I love
it. Became a lifetime supply of Guinness.
Even better. Why don't we take a
I'm not a beer drinker.
Only in cake will she consume beer. Why don't we take a final two-minute break and be back, and we'll delve into more great recipes from the just-released The Cake Bible, completely revised, updated, the 35th anniversary edition from the wonderful Rose Levy Barenbaum. I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash in the KSRO kitchen.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
In Petaluma, the Eastside Market at Lucchese Park is Tuesdays from 10 to 1:30 year-round. On Thanksgiving, we gather with family and friends to give thanks and share a traditional meal. Nothing is better than food direct from the farmers and ranchers to show them how much you care. You can get everything you need for a scrumptious homemade feast. Tuesday, November 26th, shop for your Thanksgiving dinner at the market. It'll be packed with all you need and lots from Petaluma, like Petaluma's own Strauss Family Creamery with certified organic milk, yogurt, butter, and ice cream. Anna's Seafood sells fish straight from the docks. You'll also find fresh honey, restaurant-quality food vendors, local artisans, and crafters with candles, jewelry, and so much more. Join our annual gift-giving day at the market. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win a prize. Order online for curbside shopping service.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
Honey, we need to make reservations for Buckley for our vacation. He loves going to daycare at Paradise Pet Resorts. Let's see if they have room for boarding.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it makes it so much easier to leave him, knowing they'll take care of him like he's their own.
Paradise Pet Resorts will take great care of your furry family member. You get to go away, and your pet gets a vacation. See for yourself on the webcams. Just download the app and look at all those wagging tails.
Dogs are pack animals who don't do well left alone all day. They need plenty of mental and physical exercise, as well as lots of opportunities to play, sniff, explore, and socialize. Doggy daycare is a practical solution for keeping your dog stimulated, as opposed to chewing, digging, and barking when you're not home.
Pets prefer Paradise. Pet tested, pet approved. Book now for boarding and daycare. Paradise Pet Resorts in Rohnert Park in Santa Rosa. ParadisePetResorts.com.
DJ Sash and Glass is a full-service residential window and glass company. DJ's has served Sonoma County since 1960, and they're three generations strong. DJ specializes in custom shower doors. They'll get your window or shower door quote done and back to you within 48 hours. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344 for your shower door replacement. Wilgen Court in Santa Rosa, online at djsglass.com.
When you're ready to buy livestock, build new facilities, or update your equipment, turn to a lender that knows agriculture. American Ag Credit has you covered with flexible term loans with competitive rates and payment schedules to match your operations cash flow. Whether you're buying, building, or making improvements on the farm, we can help you get rolling. Visit agloan.com to get started. American Ag Credit, your future grows here.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
In the KSRO kitchen, I'm Steve Garner, along with Chef John Ash. Our pre-Thanksgiving program, couldn't think of a better guest to spend it with than Rose Levy Barenbaum. Her new book, The Cake Bible. This is the revised 35th anniversary edition. Revised, updated, with lots of fabulous recipes and great tips. And it's not just a dry scientific treatise. It's Rose's wonderful sense of humor and insights and great stories, like the time that one of your cakes was eaten by airline employees on a flight from New York City to San Francisco. Is that true, Rose?
Not only is it true, I've stopped crying about it since you've been divorced for more of the years than I can remember, and very happily remarried.
A few of your favorite.
It gave me great press in the New York Times when I said, if you write about it, I'll feel better that I didn't get eaten by my brother and family.
That was for a wedding, wasn't it?
It was for my brother's wedding, well, first.
Yeah. Greedy.
Did you sue him?
Did you sue the airlines?
Yeah. You could have gotten a lot of money.
They didn't even offer me a free ticket. I hope they enjoy the cake.
So, John, a few of your favorite recipes out of, we're only going to just scratch the surface on the book.
You know, the part that one of the sections of the book is about frostings and other adornments, and I have a difficult time with frosting. I don't know why. But they're simple, and I was especially taken by classic ganache and how one makes that, that it's not as difficult as it seems, but that there is a small-scale recipe and a large-scale recipe.
Not only that, but if you use a higher percentage cacao chocolate, which now, thank goodness, they list on the type of chocolate that you buy, we give the different amount of cream that's needed to be added, because if you just automatically use 70%, it would be like a brick. Also, Steve, it's so easy to make a ganache this way using a food processor. When I was in Switzerland years ago, they said it could not be done in a food processor. But when people have ever told me something couldn't be done, I like to find out why it can't, and often it can. You know, so it's a way to make it absolutely foolproof. It never gets overheated. The only thing that you have to watch out for is that when it's cooling, until it reaches, say, 80 degrees, don't stir it, because otherwise it will break. You know, it will separate. My favorite frosting.
I just want to do a quick sidebar, and that is, how do you make sure your oven temperature is spot on? Mm. What do you use?
Two things. Well, we have the ThermoWorks square dot that actually gives you the range of fluctuation. But we also use, wherever we go to bake, it's not in our own home kitchen, we use our basic yellow cake. What is the name of it? What do you rename it?
The All Occasion County Yellow Cake.
Okay. Yeah, because we say it takes 25 to 35 minutes. And if it takes, and that means it, in our oven, it takes 30. And if it takes longer in your oven, it means you'll need to turn down the oven, vice versa if it takes less time.
Great. So we're saying if you don't use that recipe, a recipe that you know very well. So if you have your own, let's say, Hershey's chocolate cake recipe out the Hershey's box and you're familiar with that recipe, use that recipe to check your oven. Your
that's
new
assuming
oven
if you have a new oven and you want to make sure it's still working right.
Right, and I have a new oven, so that's exactly what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm going to get that ThermoWorks red dot.
You know, one of my favorite recipes that you include, which I actually can make, I have to say, or it turns out okay, is the pavlova.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm so proud of that pavlova. It almost didn't get into this book, but we had an extra page. And Woody said, well, we need another meringue. And I said, I've put every good meringue I have in it. And then I remembered my very favorite of all. And I wanted it to be crunchy on the outside and marshmallowy on the inside. It took a lot of tests. My mouth's watering just remembering how delicious. And if you really want to go Australian or New Zealand, you can put in passion curd in the center. Oh, my God, that is so good.
I put any fruit that I have in there, but it's I can't wait to try it. Because sometimes my meringue gets, I overbake it or it gets too dry or something. But
not if you use roses.
Yes, thank you. And by the way, speaking of curd, this is one of the most exciting things that we put in the book that we just discovered about a month before it went to press, and that's making any kind of curd, lemon curd, orange curd, passion curd. You never have to do anything other than putting it in a glass in the microwave and never letting it touch anything metallic. If you remove that little colza from the yolk, you don't have anything to strain out. And if you do want to strain it, use a plastic strainer, because otherwise you always get that slightly metallic taste afterwards. Not only is it quick and easy in the microwave, but you get even a better texture. I highly recommend do that first. It's just really a miracle.
It's a 600-page masterpiece, The Cake Bible by Rose Levy Barenbaum. Rose, can we obtain an autographed copy of your book somewhere here in Sonoma County?
You mean to give to somebody?
Well, no, we can go buy one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because we did sign books at the Copperfields.
Yeah,
Copperfield, and likely they still have it. They were supposed to put this on the air, but then they found out they legally can't put the show on the air.
Well, this is the Copperfields books in Petaluma, correct?
Yes, we actually stopped in and we signed books.
Hopefully what a wonderful Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Yeah. This would be a perfect present. So listeners, go out and buy the book, especially if you can get an autographed one. But either way, it's worth having.
Omnivore definitely has tons of them. Mm-hmm. We signed so many.
Rose Levy, thank you so much for you and Woody to join us today. Have a great Thanksgiving. Are you baking something?
Yes, the black and white zebra cake of Woody's, the cheesecake.
Fabulous. Enjoy. It was wonderful talking with you again. Hope to see you again soon.
Take care. Same here. Thank you both.
Bye-bye. John Ash, have a great Thanksgiving.
Yes, you too.
I will too, and we'll...
Are you having turkey?
Well, yes, of course. I love turkey.
And you do it two ways.
Well, we do a big Weber barbecue smoked one, and then we do a roasted one.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
Yeah.
So we'll debrief next Saturday.
Oh, great.
Thanks, everybody. Stick around. More great listening on KSRO this morning.
News, traffic, weather, talk. Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO Santa Rosa.
McCary, a Johns Hopkins surgeon and author who argued against pandemic lockdowns to lead the Food and Drug Administration. In Tel Aviv today, relatives of hostages and others gathering for their weekly protest, once again criticizing Prime Minister Netanyahu's handling of the war in Gaza, demanding a deal to win the freedom of hostages. This is today Hamas announced one of those hostages is dead.
Hamas saying that a female hostage who was being held in northern Gaza was killed in recent weeks, also adding that a second hostage, also female, was injured and that her life is, quote, still in danger.
ABC's Lama Hassan at the Foreign Desk in London. A Republican-led push to allow Bible lessons in Texas classrooms starting next year, approved by state regulators Friday. Critics expect legal challenges. Rachel Lasser of Americans United for Separation of Church and State.
Church-state separation is the shield that protects religious freedom for all of us.
Proponents say children can study the Bible as a piece of literature, something it says has been recognized in the Western world. You're listening to ABC News.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Whooping cough cases continue to rise to the highest levels in years. ABC's Ike Ajachi.